Order.
Knocked back on their first request for a snap debate on the Kitteridge report on the Government Communication Security Bureau, the opposition put in another application today, with the Speaker announcing his decision at the end of question time.
I have received letters from Grant Robertson and Dr. Russell Norman seeking to debate under Standing Order 386 the release of the Cabinet Secretary's report on the Government Communication Security Bureau. This is a particular case of recent occurrence for which there is ministerial responsibility. Given the public interest in this matter and the need for a high level of public confidence in our security agencies, I consider it important enough to warrant the immediate attention of the House by way of an urgent debate. As Grant Robertson lodged his application first, I call on Grant Robertson to move that the House take note of a matter of urgent public importance.
Mr Speaker, I so move. New Zealanders can no longer trust John Key. They can no longer trust his word, and they can no longer trust that he is acting in the interests of New Zealanders. That is the lesson, Mr Speaker, of Rebecca Kitteridge's report. John Key knew in July 2012 that New Zealanders may well have been illegally spied upon, and he covered up that fact.
The government's response to Labor's deputy leader came from their deputy leader, Bill English.
As the Kitteridge report now makes plain, the job of sorting out the mess left by the previous Labor government with their lazy approach to intelligence is a very substantial and complex job. And it is a great thing for New Zealand that we have a Prime Minister who has been willing to take it on.
Bill English, whose answers to questions addressed to him as acting Prime Minister, were inaudible when the sound system in the chamber failed again, reducing the first half hour of question time to a farce and drawing this complaint from Labor's chief whip, Chris Hipkins.
His microphone cannot be heard on the television, so anybody who is listening in on these proceedings in public can't actually hear anything. They can hear the opposition, but they can't hear anything the Minister is saying.
But the Speaker ordered MPs to continue with question time.
It's more important that Parliament hears this than television.
The microphones were back in time for this question for Mr English about the premature release of the Kitteridge report from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Was the timing of the leak a part of a communication strategy to divert attention from his inappropriate involvement in the appointment of Ian Fletcher and to have other ministers front questions in Parliament?
Honourable Bill English, on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, the member's assertion is ridiculous.
Acting Prime Minister Bill English now from the chamber to the committee rooms in this report from Rhys Lyon.
The Māori Affairs Committee met to consider the financial performance and current operations of Māori Television, and the meeting marked the return to Parliament for Māori TV chairwoman and former MP Georgina Te Huhu.
I don't miss the place, though, I have to say.
Ms Te Huhu said she was happy in her new role.
It's changed to lead an organisation where when you talk to various people, Māori, Pākehā, Asian, they all have a great view about Māori Television. I think, gee, that's a nice change from when I was in Parliament. And we think that that's what underpins what we consider has been a strong performance for the year under review.
And an idea of just how financially successful Māori TV had been was outlined by Chief Executive Jim Mather.
Given our fiscal responsibility during our 9 years of operation, we've built up reserves of $15.4 million.
Mr Mather explained further.
We have built up this reserve, kept our powder dry, and waited for the right time to actually start enacting some of our key future initiatives. We believe that time is now at hand.
And Māori TV's chief executive detailed some of those plans.
Ensuring our infrastructure is maintained to the appropriate levels, our digital transition continues, is not impeded, that we also look at our digital archiving, which is going to become an even more important issue in the future, and so forth. So we've identified some important next milestones which we see in future years we'll be able to apply an element of that reserve in a very measured and controlled fashion.
Māori Television Chief Executive Jim Mather speaking to the Māori Affairs Select Committee during an inquiry into the company's performance.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.